Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Dr. Aaron Wellborn from A Perfect Smile, one of the newest additions to the team out there. Dr. Wellborn, pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Aiden.
You know, it's always fun when we get a new professional like yourself in the community, because I always like hearing how people get their start in the industries they're working in, you know, because it's never the same journey for any two people. So I guess the great place for us to start introducing you is, how'd you get your start in the world of dentistry? Was this something that you dreamed of since you were a kid, or is it something you discovered a passion for later in life?
You know, it was one of those decisions that you kind of make while jumping around from major to major in college. I quickly discovered by shadowing other doctors that they got to work with their hands and hang out with their patients and get to know people better in the community, and it really appealed to me.
And that's something that I think in the medical field is pretty understated, how involved you guys actually are in the community. You guys are active. You're always out and about getting to know not just your patients, but everyone in the area. It seems like a whole lot of fun to be able to be in a position like that.
Oh, absolutely. It's worth it. You meet families that you'll treat the kids when they're 5 years old, and then before you know it, you're giving them college for advice. I mean, advice for college.
Now, let's talk about college for a second. So obviously, a lot of schooling was required to become a dentist. Where did you go to school?
You know, I went to UNLV in Las Vegas for my undergraduate, and I spent most of my time in Southern Utah, Southern Nevada, Southern California, but I was invited to go to Oregon Health Sciences and fell in love with the Pacific Northwest, and I got stuck up there. In fact, I've just spent the last 25 years in Seattle practicing in a private practice there.
You know, there's something about that Pacific Northwest. It's just so beautiful out there. Like, I've spent some time out there. It's gorgeous out there. Like, it's breathtaking no matter where you are.
It's the rain.
It does wonders for it. Now, as you've gone, it transitioned over, as you mentioned, 25 years in a private practice out there. So you've been able to gain just a wide breadth of experience. What made you want to make the jump to A Perfect Smile?
You know, I thought I was retired, and I came back down to Utah to be closer to three of my five children. And as it turns out, I was just bored. And I think I retired too early.
Yeah, you know, that there is such a thing as too early. Sometimes you rediscover your passion for what you're doing.
I mean, absolutely.
You're like a Michael Jordan back in the NBA, going from the Bulls to the Wizards.
Yeah, baseball wasn't all that great for him.
Yeah, well, wasn't all that great for him. And I think it's fair to say you're probably a lot better than he was on his second return going in there. So that always helps too.
I'm definitely better at dentistry than I am baseball.
You know, baseball is one of those things where you either get it or you're not. It's hard to be good at that sport.
Sure.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. So outside of the office, what kind of things are you liking to do? How do you like to spend your free time?
Do you know, I spend most of my time, again, I came down here to visit with kids and grandkids. So we're camping and fishing. And in fact, we're just planning a trip to float the Provo River this spring. And I'm new to Southern Utah, and I really want to explore what they've got around town here.
You know, when you look at natural wonders, this is the perfect place if you enjoy that. The outdoors here, second to none.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
No, and like you said, being able to raft, the thing I like most about living here, and I'm sure you'll probably feel the same way, is that it's a central hub in Utah. You're about, at most, a two-hour drive away from just about anything you could want to do. Skiing, river rafting, floating down a river, hiking.
That's
it's cool. All just within range here.
Absolutely. I hear you guys have a little mini Grand Canyon around the corner from here too. I'd like to visit.
Oh, I highly recommend that. You will not be disappointed. It lives up to the name.
You know, is it outside of Huntington? Is that right?
Yep, outside of Huntington.
Yeah. One of my patients told me about it the other day.
And it goes back to the community aspect. That's what I really like about A Perfect Smile. You guys really do put such a focus on the community. Everything you do centers around them.
You know, I noticed that actually. We got a good group of people, and I might be the senior guy for the three doctors that work there, kind of the oldest man on the block. But Dr. Jackson and Dr. Talbot are really amazing dentists, and I like watching them interact with their patients too.
Now, the crew out there is incredible. You guys do an excellent job in the world of dental care. Now, as you kind of look at it, what have you enjoyed most about making that jump into A Perfect Smile? What's been the most enjoyable part of the job for yourself?
You know, I my private practice was pretty small, and working with Dr. Jackson, he's built of a 14 chair operatory up there on that hill. It looks like a kind of a cushy house perched up there above the hotel there. But honestly, when you walk around the clinic, it is just hopping with people that come in to get their teeth taken care of and cleaned and maintained. And watching Dr. Jackson, that guy moves. I mean, he really is very talented at what he does, and he sees probably twice the patients I do. And I'm surprised that I've learned a little something from him, even though I've been doing dentistry for so long.
You know, you never stop learning, and that's one of the most fun things about living life, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Now, Dr. Wellborn, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
I look forward to meeting the rest of the community, and happy to take care of anyone who'd like to come see us at Perfect Smile.
Well, Dr. Wellborn, sounds like you're fitting in with the community already. It was a pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Eddie.
Again, our guest, Dr. Aaron Wellborn, the newest addition to the team out at A Perfect Smile, one of your premier dentistry locations here in the Castle Country, and he's a very fine addition to the team. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.